With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Otis Kingsman, and in today's episode, we're looking at this cosmic conundrum from listener David.
How are black holes formed, and why are they often at the centre of galaxies?
Black holes are a fascinating part of space, but they're difficult to observe and understand. Here with us to answer the question is astrophysicist and author of the new book, A Brief History of Black Holes, Dr. Becky Smethurst.
So how are black holes formed is an interesting question, because there's actually only one process that we know of that can form a black hole, and that is a supernova. So the death of a very massive star. The sun, for example, not heavy enough, but something, say, 10 times heavier than the sun. At the end of its life, when it's no longer converting hydrogen into helium and pushing outwards against the force of gravity of all of that matter being there crushing inwards, essentially what will happen is it will collapse down into a black hole under the form of gravity.
Seems straightforward. Sagittarius A star is at the centre of our galaxy, the Milky Way, and was formed billions of years ago. But how did it get there?
The answer to that is we don't quite know yet. Because what we don't know is whether a black hole will form first and a galaxy of stars around it, or whether a galaxy of stars will form first and then one of those will go supernova and become the black hole in the center of a galaxy. And I like to say that this is kind of like the astrophysics equivalent of the chicken or the egg.
Black holes found at the center of galaxies aren't just regular black holes, they're supermassive black holes, which are up to 10 billion times the mass of the Sun. So how did they get that big, and how did they end up at the centre?
The only way we know of to form a black hole is through a supernova, so that would suggest a galaxy of stars formed first in the early universe, one of them went supernova, made a black hole, which then started to take in material under gravity. That's a word we call accrete in physics. So it accreted material to grow bigger and bigger and heavier in mass, ended up the heaviest thing in that galaxy, so almost sank to the center, and the galaxy of stars continued forming around it. But there's almost not enough time in the universe. Like, people think of black holes as hoovers, but it's actually a very, very slow process to grow them. So that kind of raises the conundrum of whether, okay, well, did the black hole come first? And can a black hole form in the early universe from just a gas cloud collapsing down straight away instead of that gas cloud fragmenting to form 1,000 stars about the same size as the sun? So maybe that happens in the early universe, and then that sort of ends up as this gravitational shepherd that then makes other stars form around it in this big galaxy.
With information about black holes being so murky, we asked Becky about her new book, A Brief History of Black Holes, and the other confusions about black holes that she talks about within it.
It challenges a lot of misconceptions people have about black holes. So the fact that they're not actually holes in space, but I like to say that they're more like dark stars, you know, they're just prisons for light that trap all this material there. There's nowhere to go through them. Also that they're not black at all, they're some of the brightest objects in the entire universe. The way I explain the physics behind this is essentially diving into the history as well. So we're focusing on not just what we know, but how we know it. Like, who figured this thing out about black holes? And what did we actually need to know in order to understand it? In 1969, we put humans on the moon, and we didn't know there was a supermassive black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy that we're all orbiting around right now. just that idea of that timeline of when we actually figured out this stuff, and the fact that the research on black holes is actually a very, very new science, and it's why we don't know a lot of stuff yet.
At the moment, we haven't observed the universe for a long enough time to confirm which scenario is the way black holes become the center of galaxies. But with new advances like the James Webb Telescope being able to observe galaxies from the beginning of the universe, we may be able to witness if supermassive black holes form within these gas clouds, or if they combined other surrounding stars to make it grow.
So, David, the answer to your question is the only way we know that black holes are formed is by supernova, but that gives us problems when we try and work out why is there a black hole at the centre of every galaxy.
Thank you to Dr. Becky Smethurst for helping us find the answer. Next week, we're rattling this radiation question from listener Julia.
Do nuclear bomb tests significantly contribute to global warming?
If you at home have a question, submit it to our website, nakedscientists.com, pop it on our forum, nakedscientists.com/forum, or email us at chris@nakedscientists.com. I'm Otis Kingsman. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.